Are you talking now?
The talking has begun.
I'm eating my Think Thin bar from Trader Joe's.
How are you thinking?
I'm thinking I don't want to be a fucking porker anymore since we came back from our vacation in Miami.
Yeah.
We would order two desserts. Remember that night?
Yeah.
Two desserts. It was like 6,000 calorie.
I've discovered that I'm the fattest guy around, like in a group, as long as like holy shit level fat isn't somebody's identity. You know what I mean? Like when they're like, this guy who's 380, if he's not around, I'm definitely the fattest guy.
Right, the motorized cart fat guy's not there.
If he's not there, then I'm the next fattest.
The thing is, I don't think of you as fat. I think of you as, you're just a big guy. Like,
nah.
you're a football player from high school.
Nah.
You've got that build. You're just a bigger...
Nope. It's nice, though.
Okay.
It's a nice thought.
Well, anyway, should we do our sponsors and stuff?
Well, you know, I mean, we don't have to always say it the same way. We could just drop it on somebody whenever we feel like it.
Well, it's interesting. Okay. I was looking for t-shirts to represent LA.
Yeah.
Because I want a real, like, Mexican-looking, like, Vato LA shirt.
You are Mexican-looking.
Thank you. And so I went to yourmomshousepodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, www.
Dot.
Your mom's house podcast, in case you didn't know.
Dot com.
Mm-hmm. And I clicked on the banner for Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I looked for like gangbanger looking LA t-shirts and I found one. I'm wearing it right now.
It's pretty rad.
It's rad.
It's pretty rad.
And I, you know, when you do that, it supports the Momcast.
That's what you want to do there, buddy.
Yeah. So it's something I would have done anyways. And you guys can do that too. If you're going to go shopping for like a bald eagle statue.
Yeah.
Or football posters.
Yeah.
Or gold chains. Or denture cream. Ass cream. You go to yourmomshousepodcast.com, click on the banner, and you can get all the same stuff from Amazon. It gives us a little money.
Amazon, you could shop for creams and pads, paper, all the stuff you use to take care of your digestive tract. Yeah. I think you could probably buy heartburn medication in bulk there.
In bulk, definitely.
Yeah.
Imodium,
maybe at a deal.
Pepto-Bismol.
Get a deal on it.
Can I tell you, on our vacation, I started eating Tums like crazy?
Yeah.
I've been eating Tums now for like 2 or 3 weeks. I don't know what's happening. Something's different with me. Maybe when you gorge yourself and then you drink a lot of alcohol on top of it.
Mm. Yeah.
And every time I shit, I have to shower immediately after.
That is kind of a thing now.
Yeah. I can't just,
you know,
wipe.
What happened to me? Beer. Beer now, if I have beer, if I drink a few beers and the next day I'll definitely be farty.
Oh, yeah.
Just a few beers.
Yeah.
And if I do that for a couple days, it's fart city. I mean,
how's your Browns though? It's pretty watery.
It's messy. It's not good. Yeah. And I had a room. I just got back from Montreal, and my room, instead of having a wall, had a door where you could hear everything in the room next door.
Oh, I hate that.
And I could hear the lady go, and I was farting the whole fucking week. So she was hearing every fart, for sure.
Lucky her.
Yeah. And after a few days, I found out who it was, and I was like, oh, hey.
Oh, it's like an executive.
There's somebody I knew.
It's like an HBO executive.
Yeah.
Like, how'd you like those farts? There's a TV show on that somewhere, right? No, you know who drinks beer is my dad, as we know from episode whatever, where we told him, you know, he drinks like
his 70 beers. Yeah, yeah.
But my dad would come home every day and drink a sixer at least. And then he wakes up real early because he fixes forklifts, you know? So he wake up at the crack of dawn. And you know when you know your dad's shitting, because it'll come down the hallway, the smell goes out from under the door. And my dad would take the fiercest beer dumps.
Yeah.
And that's
a lot of beer that he had too.
I know, it's so great.
And not good food around it either.
No, Hungarian kolbas, sausage,
meats, cured meats.
I ask him, I'm like, dude, you don't eat any vegetable, how do you shit? And I think the beer is what keeps my dad shitting, if we want to be honest
here. I wonder if you told a doctor that with their, if you're like, look, I have a really bad like just heavy meat diet, and he's like, and you're like, stools are only possible because I'm flushing them out, and he's like, with water, and you're like, with beer. I drink lots and lots of beer, and it keeps me going. I think he'd be like,
You know what that is? I think that's also the Bert Kreischer diet, from what I understand.
Yeah.
That keeps him pretty regular.
Bert will, but yeah, he'll just stuff. Bert's not necessarily a meat. He'll just stuff whatever food is around.
Yeah.
Like whatever is around, he'll shovel all of that in his mouth.
And quickly.
Quickly, and then be like, I'll have a 12er to wash it down. Yeah.
But beer keeps you regular.
It does.
Wine, on the other hand, blocks you up, and it makes your dutes really dark, dark, chocolatey. Remember?
I'm more of a wine fan.
I'm a huge red wine. Remember when at our wedding, we drank wine every day for like 7 days, and by the seventh day, my turds were like...
Red turds.
They were black. They were so dark.
Yeah. Yep.
So, there you go. Speaking of black turds, Spotify is also one of our... I was trying to segue. Black turds, Spotify.com. Go to our website.
They're amazing. And they are most consistently the product that we get the most positive responses about.
Oh, for sure.
People email and tweet and put on Facebook every day that, dude, holy shit, I can't believe.
Yeah.
What an awesome thing. This, like, that's the one that the response is always like, because Amazon, you do for us, and we appreciate that. Spotify, the hookup is for you.
Yeah.
That's free. It's free. You just click on the banner at yourmomshousepodcast.com. You sign up in 90 seconds, and then you're not downloading shit. It's just awesome music at high quality. It's the best.
Streaming.
Spotify is the best. Yeah. So it's the thing to do. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com, whatever genre you like.
The Black Turds. I think that's a band, the Black Turds.
The Black Turds are there. The, you know, Deviated Septum, all the good bands.
I think that is a band. Actually, that's a punker band.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
I think it is, man.
Okay.
Well, whatever you're into.
Whatever you're into.
What are you into
there
this week? What are you listening to on your MyPad?
On my phone?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't listened to much music this week, man. I really haven't been that into. Mm. I mean, we were just listening to Jay-Z and Kanye in the car.
And Kanye.
Yeah.
That was a good song. Motherfuckers,
somebody tweeted me or emailed me yesterday like, hey, man, enough with the rap. I don't like to listen to so much rap.
Who is that?
I don't know.
Who doesn't like the raps?
But just, you know, just play it when you're done listening to the show. If you don't like what, like, I'm not forcing you to listen to other music. Just listen to what.
Well, listen, look, there,
stop
nobody's
complaining.
Nobody's always happy because when I play the goth tunes, then they go, nobody like your goth tunes.
Just fucking calm down.
Ugh.
But again, I want to thank, look, people are now tweeting every time that they purchase something through our Amazon banner.
Good.
No, I just want to tell you, if you're a listener and you've done that, I just want to thank, sometimes I try to retweet or respond to you, but just know that we appreciate it.
Yes.
We appreciate it. We thank you. And we belch in your ear.
Thank
to
you
show you that love. And thank you for ordering your tightest jeans bundles.
Oh.
You are ordering your Top Dog. We
top
have to
dog
reorder
shirts.
The Top Dog shirt.
Off the hook. I'm so excited about the Top Dog shirt.
There's one guy who's going to hate us who definitely hasn't. One guy in England.
Daniel, should I tell him what I did?
Tell him what you did.
I'm so stupid.
Yeah.
I went to the post office.
Well, here's here's why that happened, though. It's your screw up, but there's a reason why this existed. And I should tell you this. We started using stamps.com. And that's a free plug because they don't sponsor us.
Yeah.
And so you can weigh and put postage on your packages.
Mm-hmm.
And so even for international, well, there wasn't an option in the dropdown for where this package was going. It was going somewhere in England, and there wasn't a dropdown for England. I tried searching for Britain. I tried United Kingdom.
What about London Town?
I tried London Town.
What about
Town?
Where Mary Poppins lives?
Mary Poppins Street. I put Beatles Boulevard.
Richard
Nothing.
Branson City.
So anyways, that's why it was handwritten as opposed to the ones that were sent out. And then I left it for you and
the GD phone.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, then what happened is you gave me a bunch of packages to send you out.
Send these out.
I went to the post office and I put them all in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And I put the one without any postage. Oh, you gotta move your phone away from the thing.
Come on, man.
I put mine away.
All right.
So anyway, I went to the post office, and I fucking put it in a bag with stuff that already had postage, and I threw it in the bin with all the other ones. So there's a package.
And then you went in and told him, right?
Of course. Like, oh, of course. I tried to be like, hey, can we open the box and get my package out that has no postage and no return address on it either? Like, and they looked at me like I was functionally retarded. Like, well, we don't do that. That's a felony to go through the mail once it's there.
Yeah, you can't really.
So I fucked up. So guy in England, you ordered your XL Top Dog shirt. I fucked up. I'm sorry.
Do you think?
Really fucked up.
Yeah.
And we don't have another one for him. He's going to have to wait a while. We got to email that guy.
We got to email him. I think we should send him something else. You know, we're not here to hit you over the head. You know, I'm not trying to run you through the cleaners. You know what I'm saying?
You're not just trying to make your sales commission on this property.
I want you to, you know.
You're not here to stick it to the man.
I don't want to upset you, you know? You know what I mean?
But when he's on that marijuana and whiskey, he gets crazy.
You know? Mm. What if that's the guy?
Marijuana and whiskey. That is a lethal combination. Marijuana and whiskey. Because the whiskey makes you crazy.
Yeah.
The Mary Jane.
I'm hearing weird shit, man.
And that's usually because the wires are all jumbly. And when you jiggle wires, then that... Oh, see, it's gone.
It's gone.
You just got to move... You got to jiggle some stuff.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, that's fine. Gone.
So should we start the show or what?
Honestly, let's try.
Let's start the show,
Our next guest enjoys making people laugh when he is performing on tour. He has appeared on Comedy Central, Showtime, and comedy festivals both here in the States and up north of the border in Canada. Comedian Tom Segura joins us before he hits the stage this weekend at the Richmond Funny Bone. Tom, great to see you,
great
man.
How are you?
I have a question. How high do you like to wear your jeans?
I like to wear them as high as possible.
Oh, why?
And as tight as possible. You know when you see like old guys, like a guy like 80 years old,
yeah,
and he has his pants up over his stomach,
like, way over,
like mid-level.
Yeah.
I feel like that's my goal. I want to get to that place in life where even before I'm 80, I'm pulling my jeans and my pants just as close up to my chest as possible. Because that guy looks like he doesn't care.
Right.
It's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And he's basically gotten to the point in life where he's like, you know what feels good? It feels good to have my pants all the way up here. That's what I want to do.
He's probably getting up at noon as well.
He's probably taking a dump in his pants. At
okay. All right.
9 in the morning. Yeah, he doesn't
great
care.
Sure.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitza.
Welcome to your mom's house.
You realize I do these interviews now just to drop in shit like that, just for the podcast.
Is this the same guy that you did last time?
No.
The real pancakey makeup?
No.
The guy that was on the reality show? No, that's
no,
not him?
No, totally different.
He sounds, all these guys sound identical.
Yeah, no, it's totally different.
I don't really wear mine.
Yeah, no, totally different, man.
Oh gosh!
But how great was that,
Tom Segura? Everybody gonna be in the.
I gotta say, I like that guy. He was game.
he. It's not like
he asked me how high I like to wear my jeans.
The best, but there's no lady there.
Yeah,
who's like, this is weird. I feel uncomfortable.
Yeah,
being
well,
silly.
That's a special.
That's
formula.
My favorite. Yeah,
but to have somebody ask me how high do you like to wear your jeans?
Yeah.
Come on,
he was game.
Yeah,
I like.
I said he was like. Because, you know, they have like a little pre-interview and they're like, anything you want to talk about? I was like, could you ask me how high I wear my jeans? And he was like, sure.
I'm trying to remember which one. Do you remember where this was in Richmond? Because I've done this club.
Yeah, it's like Good Morning Richmond or Good Morning Virginia, something like that. Wake Up Virginia, something like that.
So
I don't
good.
Know. It's online. You can check it out. We'll post it.
Yes.
We'll post it on the site, the full interview. The interview is a little bit longer, obviously. But so they were going into like... extended coverage of the shooting at Aurora, the movie theater shooting.
Yeah.
Because this was right after, it happened at the midnight showing. This is 9 hours later. This is like right in the morning. So right before we're supposed to go live, they're like, we're going to delay our show like an hour. Can you hang out? And I was like, no, definitely not. I want to hang out here just sitting around.
It's early. Is it early morning too? It's like 5 or 8 or 9.
No, it was a little later than that. But I was still like, I don't want to sit in the studio for an hour.
No.
Can we just tape my segment? And they're like, yeah. I was like, let's do that, man.
Look at you, Captain Show Business. Well, you know, that's good. That's a savvy show business thing to do, to be like, no, just do my fucking
comment. Let's just tape the segment.
I'm not hanging out.
Drop it in later, okay?
I'm not hanging out.
Let's just drop in the segment later.
Drop it.
Yeah, so...
Well, that was a beautiful piece. And can I point out, first of all, that we're sitting in a very clean podcasting...
It's amazing what you did.
Office?
I can't tell you... Look, this is something that it speaks to my heart. This is a problem that I've had my whole life, and that is being messy and unorganized.
Well, both of us are.
Oh, both of us. But I think I'm pretty bad. But I've always liked, I always like going into someone's home or office where everything's the opposite. And I think it is a direct reflection of what's going on in your head.
The chaos.
And I think you work better and think better, act better. I think you are just, everything's better when you can get your whole place, but particularly your workplace, in a clean, organized, orderly fashion where things are in the right place, there's not too much stuff. And Christina surprised the shit out of me. I got back yesterday, I flew in, I come here, and you guys, you would not believe it. You would not believe, it looks like two separate rooms.
I'm kind of upset that I didn't do a before picture, because it was hell on earth. Like this
room, is a total destruction.
We moved here in 2010,
yeah.
And we put nothing but receipts and wires and dog shit and luggage in this room.
It was terrible.
And we would do the podcast like hoarders, like sitting in little spots that we'd carved out of the clothing and the suitcases and the mayhem.
Dude.
Like guests, like poor Joey Diaz barely could fit in here.
He couldn't walk in here.
And he was like sweating. And
we've had Rory, we've had Bert, we've had Paul. All these people have come in here and always were like, we're in. And they're like, did you move here last week? Did you just move here? And we're like, yeah.
Well,
we just moved here last week.
Can I tell you, it took me, because I was home. I've been home for like a week now or two. And every day I had to work 2 or 3 hours. Just to, like, it took 5 or 6 days of concerted. And what I found is that I hoard too. Like I collect clothing. I'm real guilty of not throwing away clothes. I like papers, like joke notebooks from like 2003. But I find that you particularly love to hoard wires, like wiring to shit that we don't even
own. I'm one
of
those guys. I admit it. You know what happens?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are like this, in that when they get a device, any type of device, things you collect over the years, you get a TV, you get a camera, you get like a portable gaming system, and it always has like the charging wires, and then it has like a wire to connect this from that, and then you go, even if you never, you put it down. I've collected that for 15 years, like anything that ever came with cables.
Babe, no. And not only that, it was remote controls.
That's what I'm saying.
To products. I was like, what's the Sony? And
that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying.
It was like an old-timey, it was amazing. And receipts? You have a receipt for like everything.
I stopped collecting receipts though, like about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I put them in the drawer. And then...
No, I'm saying those are
like
all old.
Envelopes, yeah. And then like comedy memorabilia, like every festival or every...
That I like to keep, though. I don't want to get rid of that.
No, because those are landmark.
I think it's cool for like later in life kind of thing.
Yeah, like, oh, I remember when I did
that. Yeah,
festival.
I don't want to throw that out. But I don't want to keep cables and wires. And I don't want to keep receipts for stuff that's not necessary.
Nah.
The reason I used to keep receipts was because before you could had... electronic record of everything, which you do now.
Oh yeah,
you were supposed to keep receipts.
Yeah.
You know, for like travel, like when your business is on the road,
right?
You keep your receipts, but now you don't need to. You can take a photo of a receipt, or like basically, I use a card for every business transaction, so there's a record of it.
Yeah, there's digital records that.
Yeah, I don't need
it
anymore.
If you do your bank, I know we do it with like Wells Fargo, and they keep a record of everything, or Bank of America.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we do B of A now. We used to do Wells Fargo and B of A, and they keep a record of everything.
They keep a record of everything, yeah.
Or the bank of your mom.
Your mom's
bank.
They
keep records of her bank.
Yeah, that's right.
So anyways, I'm excited to sit in here. It's really nice. It's making
awesome.
Me feel better now.
Yeah, I highly recommend to people, clean your space, man. It'll make you feel better. It makes you feel better for what you're doing. It really does.
No, I know. I feel more at peace now.
Absolutely.
But the challenge is keeping it this way, which is not, that's the hard part, because you and I are fucking assholes and we just throw everything around.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
The house gets screwed up in like an hour of us being here. The suitcase is open and everything's out and it's a fucking disaster.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me young retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
A lot of people. First of all, I wanted to give a big shout out to everybody that when we were talking about Stevie, they're like, what's the name of the documentary? You never said the name. It's called Stevie.
Yeah.
That's the name of the documentary about Stevie.
Yeah.
It's called Stevie.
I know, but I thought about it. Like, did we not fucking say that?
I feel like we did. I thought we did. But anyways, a lot of people have written to me that they bought it and that they're ordering it. They watched it. And we've gotten a couple. Gold. Another person said, movie is not funny to regular people, but apparently hilarious to comedians.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Well, it's funny in a sad, ironic,
funny,
like, tragic.
Right. But that's the funniest stuff of all.
Absurd.
Is
real
the tragic.
Way. Yeah. You know what I mean?
If it's funny.
If you're laughing at sitcoms, maybe this isn't the documentary.
Yeah.
If you think, like, I don't know, what if you think, what's that one with the nerds, the science sitcom, babe?
The Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, if you think that's like a really, really super funny show, chances are you're not gonna appreciate the irony of Stevie.
The Big Bang Theory doesn't have lines like,
he's the only dad I've ever known.
they can't write that line.
Nah.
You know?
No.
You know, they don't have that. It's a totally different thing, you know?
Poor Stevie. Oh, but the crazy part is, so somebody tweeted us that Stevie was in prison and he put together
a
match.com for prisoners profile. It was his love profile, and he was talking about let's read it. Can you find it?
Yeah, don't fucking.
Well, I didn't know if you could find it that quickly.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Well, I was surprised that Stevie. First of all, I knew he was going to go to prison. I think he's out by now. I can't imagine what he's doing with his life outside.
He's probably being productive, man. You know, here's the thing: you don't realize
people get mad, they get over it. You know, they realize stuff later on down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if you've been in prison, sometimes you know
people changes.
People changes. Absolutely.
Plural. He's like the hillbilly Aristotle. He's got so many thoughts, so many things to share. Could you imagine?
Oh, man.
Being with Stevie. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Did you find it now?
Yes. So excited. So our friend, Stevie, I got it right here. Just, you know, if you didn't listen, you know, you got to know, you don't fuck with Stevie, okay? Like, Stevie's not, he's not a regular dude.
She ripped my ring out of my ear, and I had to go to the hospital and have stitches over that. And I asked her that one time, I said, "You ever been hit by a guy?" She said, "No." I said, "Well, now you have. I'm not like these other men that you can run over and just push around." I said, "I'm myself, but I've got a temper. I can control it."
Okay. So he's not like those other guys. I mean, just want you know what kind of guy you're getting in with. Mm-hmm. You know?
If you think you're big enough, do it, because when you put me down, you better kill me, because if you don't, I'm going to kill you.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
This is not...
He's not a pussy.
Not a pussy.
He's no low lady.
When you walk up to a rattlesnake, do you stand there or do you run like hell and take a chance of getting bit or not? It's like, do I take a chance letting people in or take a chance of getting stabbed in the back again?
He's a complicated guy. Okay.
Yeah, that is interesting that your intelligence level is directly proportionate to your aggression level.
Okay, now, this is from Stevie. This is on his Inmate Connection website.
That's what it's called? Mm-hmm. Inmate Connection? Okay.
Yeah. He addressed this to all the beautiful ladies of the universe. Of this universe.
Ooh, okay.
This is a message to you. So if you're a lady, guess what? This was intended for you.
But in the universe, you could be a space alien as long as you're in the universe.
Any dimension.
Okay.
But Stevie wrote this to you.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, this was written a few years back. It says 36-year-old The film was made when Stevie was 26. Okay. So he's been locked up for a while.
He's had time to grow, to become a new man.
Okay. Y-O-S-W-M. What's Y-O? I know a single white male would be...
Y-O-S-W?
Mm-hmm. Well, S-W-M is single white
single,
male.
Okay.
But what's Y-O?
I don't know. I have no idea. Mm. I don't know these.
All right. Sorry, I don't know.
Maybe it's a lockup thing. Yeah. Like he... Years out? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. 36 years out? That could be.
Years old. Oh, it's years old.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. We're calling him dumb?
But I thought, but you did it. You said it W-S-Y-M-Y-O. I didn't know there was a
okay.
number before.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes he, you know, I don't know. Sometimes I'm the guy that, you know.
He drinks and he does marijuana. Yeah.
Sometimes that's me. I've been doing a lot of that the last few days. Okay, here we go. 36-year-old, Jesus, single white male, 5'7 and a half, gave himself the extra half inch. Not going to criticize him for that. 160 pounds.
That's skinny. I'm almost 160.
No, it's not. Let me see. Yeah, he's all right. He's not fat. I'm lonely and need a friend. Aww. I come in perfect love and perfect trust. 4-1-B.
4-1-B.
41B.
You have to understand, he also uses letters to be words.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, 41B.
For 1B to serve, I don't know.
Yeah, because it's all lettered. Like, it's like how teenagers text,
In parentheses and in quotation marks. Mm. In parentheses and quotation marks, possum. And that's his nickname.
Oh, what about Snake?
Well,
that's where I get my name Snake from.
Yeah.
It's changed.
What about, where does he get possum from? That's what we got to find out.
Guess he's played dead a lot, locked up? I don't know.
Or he likes it when she plays dead.
Okay. So, possum. To serve the beautiful ladies from the planet Venus.
Oh.
Maybe that's why this was addressed to the women of the universe.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
I do not discriminate with race, size, or with looks.
Wow, that's a huge pool. He's down for whatever, huh?
Anybody out there, you have a shot with him. For all ladies are considered beautiful. Pregnant ladies and biker ladies are welcome.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Those are two very specific genres. Mm-hmm. Pregnant and biker.
Or pregnant bikers obviously will be a hit.
Wow.
And apparently they could be a fat... pregnant Chinese biker because he likes size and race. Nothing has
he
anything.
He does not discriminate at all, apparently. Yeah. Okay, what else
he's
is
right, he you know, because
he got a stiff dick.
You know that.
Oh, for sure.
So, Stevie continues to write in, don't be too shy. Show yourself in a photo. With a bikini or in lingerie. Then again, for one or for IB. Oh, that's what it is. For IB. For IB. For IB possum. For IB non-judgmental.
Yeah, apparently.
IB a man.
IB.
IB a man. Jesus, man.
He's probably got a word limit on the bio, you know what I mean? He's trying to make it all count.
There's other ways to make it all count. I don't, you know, but...
People gets mad, too.
For I be a man who only desires to be loved and cared for. I was created to turn your fantasies, dreams to reality. I don't know if that's true.
Hmm.
I don't know what your fantasies and realities are, though, and dreams. I don't know.
Something tells me Stevie has limited resources to do that.
Does he... Is he that guy? Is
a stiff dick.
He's got that.
He's got that. I don't know.
Huh. What kind of fantasies can he
play? Well, is one of your fantasies about...
Catfish and bass loves frogs. I'm smart. I know what to use.
Huh? I know what to use. That's my ultimate favorite one. It's cats, fish, and bass, right?
Like I think so.
Cats, fish, and bass likes frogs.
He likes to throw letters around. Let's just say that. So he was created to turn your fantasies and dreams to reality. I be seeking a decent lady for romance, friendship, and possibly a long-term relationship.
Hmm.
Hmm. And yeah, that's an option. No one can destroy because, for one, replace it 5,000 times over.
Huh?
What?
I don't know. I don't understand that.
No one can destroy.
Okay.
A long-term relationship, no one can destroy.
Oh, okay.
There's commas where commas don't go.
Right, right.
Okay, for no one can destroy. Because, and then there's a comma, because for I replace it 5,000 times over. I don't know. Maybe he's just, he's, okay. I'm asking for a little with a open-minded lady to take a leap of faith and befriend a loyal, understanding stranger. Yeah? I mean... Well, let me ask you this. If you're a woman and you're seeking out a man, do you think one of the things that you're looking for is a guy who possibly, I don't know, in his past has delved in with a little... Well, let's see if this summarizes it for you.
How can a 26-year-old man have a hard-on for an 8-year-old? How can a 26-year-old man have a hard-on for an 8-year-old?
Okay.
Hmm.
So that's...
But that's not in this... bio. That's nowhere in here.
No. He leaves that part out.
Hmm.
Okay.
Hmm. Buyer beware.
But just know that, like, that's one of the things that he's into. So, I be old-fashioned guy who believes in treating a lady like a queen goddess, with opening doors and sliding out her chair. Oh, I wish you could see nights with you in my arms on nights under the moon and stars. That's in quotation marks.
Mm.
So he's really romantic.
I mean, he's not planning on doing this until he's out of the slammer. He's not looking at stars right now.
Right, I know, but he's imagining what's going to happen when he gets out. I've been seeking and searching. I've searched and looked high. What about low? He doesn't even look low.
Oh.
I've searched and looked high. I've even looked low. Oh, there it is.
Okay, all right.
For a friend... because I'm deprived of, and then in quotation marks and parentheses, all. I'm deprived of all desires and dreams.
Oh, that's sad.
I'm tired of being hurt and even mistreated with games. Okay.
Hmm.
Hobbies. He just immediately writes hobbies.
Hmm.
Hobbies. Harleys.
Mm-hmm.
Shopping.
Hmm.
Outdoor sports. Country Western music.
Oh boy, that's a deal breaker for me.
That's where you're out.
That's it. I'm out, Stevie. Yeah.
You were in for a minute.
You had me until country Western music.
How can a 26-year-old man have a hard on for an 8-year-old?
Did he?
What's that? Meow.
I don't know. But what about? You're cool with
a
guy.
But when he's on that marijuana and whiskey, he gets crazy.
Even that, I'll give.
So you'll
a pass.
Tolerate that, okay? I mean, you
I
party.
I tolerate you. I mean, you and I.
And
party
you know
what
I, you know.
He drinks and he does marijuana.
So he likes R&R.
Who doesn't?
Well,
I'm very pro R&R.
And very specific here. Non-fiction books.
I like non-fiction too. We got a lot in common, Steve.
Hey,
wait a minute.
Right.
Starting to look
Should I keep going?
The end of this is very promising, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dislikes.
Okay.
Hypocrites.
Me too.
Two faces.
Just joking. Oh, you know what's so funny is that oftentimes, like, really dopey people, mm-hmm. that's their number one. I hate hypocrites and two-faced people.
People changes. People changes.
People changes.
But on Jerry Springer, that's always like the biggest gripe mm-hmm. with those types. It's like, I hate hypocrites.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and also it's two faces, not two-faced people.
I'm a two faces.
Yeah. He doesn't like hypocrites, two faces, liars.
Oh boy.
Stoolies.
A stool pigeon. Oh, that's a rat, right?
I guess
a
so.
Stoolie, a stool pigeon, I think.
And users. I don't think he means drug users. I think he means people that use him.
Use him for what? Oh, no.
For his smarts. He knows everything.
Catfish and bass loves frogs. I'm smart. I know what to use, son.
Yeah.
All right. He is a leg. L-A. I'm a foot and leg fetish.
Hmm.
So he uses a lot of letters.
Yeah.
To mean words.
It's written like a schoolgirl. Yeah. It's hard.
Come put your beautiful legs out and feet upon my pedestal and allow me to worship them.
Hmm.
To be without unmanicured feet is to be 100% crime. To be without a slave to serve doing massages and pedicures.
Hey, I wouldn't mind that. I mean, if he's into giving them, I need them.
You need massages and pedicures?
Yeah, those things cost money. If Stevie would do it, I'm in.
But Stevie, I mean, you're not just going to, you're going to have to give a little more than that.
He doesn't like my age. He likes younger girls.
But if he's going to give you the massage and the pedicure, and then you know he's going to... You know,
he had a hard on.
It's all right.
And then he's going to... I mean, what if you guys get into an argument? And,
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
A retard? Knock her in the head with a claw hammer. Well, you know what, Tom?
Okay.
Small price to pay for an excellent pedicure.
Okay. Until then, signing off. This be Possum reporting my heart, saying have a good night with brighter blessings. Aww. Blessed be. Sincerely yours, Possum.
That's why I get my name Snake from. I ain't afraid of them. Never have been, except whenever I was a kid.
I thought you were a snake, and now you're a possum.
He's changed, babe. Everybody people can changes. Evolve. He evolved from a snake to a possum.
You forgot to say.
People changes.
People changes.
People changes.
That's part of his philosophy.
So that's a very nice update to have.
Do you think he's married now? I mean, now
that
he's out?
Well, that he's out, because that was, somebody found that, sent it to us. He was, even on that site, he was set to be released in 2009. So he's out, I think, unless he's, I can't see him abusing somebody. He's too good of a guy, too smart. I could not see him violating the law again.
Recidivism.
I don't think so.
I think he's definitely repented, and he's probably on the straight and narrow.
This is a sharp guy we're talking about.
He's probably got a job at Walmart as a greeter, and he's on the straight and narrow.
I think he's doing just fine.
Could you imagine going to Possum Snake's wedding? Like, what's Stevie's wedding like? Just awful. I mean, but there are chicks that are... That face is so good. There are chicks that are into prison dudes.
Yeah.
That is a whole thing into itself. I guess the unattainability, like the intimacy, you know, of it, like the not intimacy of it, rather.
Yeah.
There's chicks that really like that, like prison dudes. I can't even imagine that.
Well, some of them are retarded. Like, there was a girl that he was dating.
Retard.
Yeah. She was retarded for real.
She really was. She was retard.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was way smarter than him, too.
Way.
Which is ironic.
Way smarter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is funny. Some girls actually, though, seek out and then marry serial killers.
I know.
That one.
Oh. Like, Rich Ramirez gets laid. A lot of these guys in the pen.
He's married.
Oh, he's married.
He's married.
Right, but did they have a lot of
they
women.
They met after he was on death row. Yeah,
chicks love these guys locked up. It's such a trip, man.
It's really great, yeah.
God damn, what is wrong with people?
Richard fucking Jesus.
The Night Stalker.
Yeah, has yeah, a fucking
was,
wife.
He was here in L.A. when I was growing up.
Sought him out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was murdering, climbing into your window at night, and he would murder you, and now, yeah, he's mm-hmm. married. Mm-hmm. It's fucking unbelievable.
Real bad breath is what some of the survivors said. Real
wait,
bad
he smelled
breath.
Like pinto beans?
He did not brush his foofies.
Oh.
He would have a really detailed dental update for us if he were sitting here. Real detailed, you know what I'm saying?
I wonder if you get dental care in prison.
I'm sure you do. It probably comes with the program.
It's probably really good too, huh?
Well, I think it's probably better than nothing, which is sad. That those assholes get actually taken care of. Like, you could show up with fuck, and they'll be like, oh, they're not going to fix you cosmetically. But if you're like, ah, this hurts, they're going to be like, all right, we'll take care of it. There's no bill to you, you fucking cunt. It will just have other people pay for it, you piece of shit.
Next stop, Crown Talk. Crown Talk coming up. You've been warned.
brings me joy.
Yeah. So you want to tell people what just happened?
This is so exciting. So Tommy and I were very excited to go to South Africa, obviously, for the sights and the sounds and the smells.
And the shows.
And the shows. We're doing a comedy festival in Durban and in Johannesburg. And our biggest concern was, what everybody's is, diarrhea.
Getting sick,
because that's pretty much a certainty when you travel outside of America. We're going to get traveler's diarrhea. So we went, and we've been getting immunizations for hepatitis and for everything. And we got Cipro prescriptions, and we went to get them filled today. And what they do is they counsel you when they give you these drugs.
So what happened was I got mine first. Yes. This is what really happened. Mine was waiting for me, and I just picked it up, and they said, just talk to the pharmacist. And I was not expecting to pay attention. I was like, I've had Cipro before. And she goes, okay. So, you know, she goes, just if you get any diarrhea, just start taking this.
Right.
And immediately, like, I go, oh, you mean, like, if it, like, doesn't go away for a few days? And she was like, no. Like, at the onset of anything, just take this.
That was not
accurate. And I was like, I know that can't be right. Like, you don't just like, oh, I had diarrhea. Start taking this super powerful antibiotic.
Right, which they gave people for anthrax back in 2001. Yeah,
she was like, yeah. And I go, okay. And then I walked away, and you were having yours filled.
Yeah.
And I go, let's go back and ask some more questions.
Well, no, because we were standing in line, and we were like, this would be really funny. What if we start like getting really specific and asking her about when to start using it?
Right, because I knew that the instructions were not right.
Right.
So we went back and asked more questions, and you couldn't keep it together.
I could not stop laughing, because I can't talk about Brown without laughing.
Let's go. Let's see. This is us with the pharmacist. Yeah. It's not the best audio, but, you know, we tried.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to Africa, and I like to eat a lot of street food and stuff.
I'm going to give you the other one. There's another one for like malaria and all that stuff.
Oh,
we're,
right.
We found out we're in a non-malaria zone.
Okay.
So we don't have to get it. But this is my question about that. Like.
Yeah.
Because I asked you, like, you said like the onset of anything. But let's say like you eat something, you just have like. Let's say you just have like explosive diet, like a bout of just, you know, when it just fires out and then you're done. You know, but then it's done. Like, you don't take Cipro after that, right?
Like, you know when you put a lot of sriracha on your pho?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you're like, oh my God, it can cry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that when I take it? After a ring sting? Or, oh, okay.
You said ring sting to
well,
the
and do you know why? And do you know why I brought up sriracha? Because she looked Asian.
I know. I thought Asian. She might have taken that. Like, oh, all right,
no, because I literally meant like because I put a lot of that sriracha sauce on my pho, and that gives me ring sting. And I was trying to relate to her as an Asian person.
Yeah,
and she seemed like, to agree. She's like, I know that.
She's like, all right, I speak your language. Okay, all right.
No, I think.
That's what I was saying. Like,
you
don't wait.
Waste it.
Yeah.
Okay. So you can
you get irritated, and then your body will handle itself, flushes it out. You stay hydrated. All of a sudden, you feel better the next day.
Yeah.
But I don't want to like have it. You feel the bubble guts, you know, and then blows one out.
You do get a bad stomach infection. It's going to be accompanied with vomiting and nausea.
But Cipro.
And you'll feel like very dehydrated.
Vomiting?
So when we're vomiting, I should take that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Really? Okay.
Because, you guys, I mean, is it normal for you to not have a normal stool bowel movement, like a solid bowel movement?
Well,
is it normal for you to have just liquidy stool?
Well, because
So, right then. Just so you know, she's looking at us and she's like, oh, so are you saying that liquid stools is your standard?
Is your normal.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because we keep insisting, like, what, you know.
What's normal?
Yeah, it doesn't just come out normal all the time.
We travel.
Sometimes.
No, I get it. Like I every time after I go, I have to shower usually after.
Yeah.
You told the pharmacist, every time I take a shit, I have to shower.
Yeah, and there was people around.
Yeah.
That was the best part.
And she was like, okay. She was very non-judgmental. She was like, all right.
Because she probably hears crazier shit
of course,
in our neighborhood.
Of course.
Yeah.
Like, seriously. So my concern is, like, how runny is runny with me? Because on a normal day, it's
your stomach's going to hurt pretty bad if you have a stomach infection. Okay. It's not going to be where you're just going to have diarrhea. Yeah. You're going to be in pain.
I get diarrhea.
With or without vomiting, but possibly vomiting. But you're
going to
be...
I'm trying to... She was kept going, and I was trying to tell her how often I get it.
You get pain?
No, I'm saying I'll get like a good diarrhea about after just a hearty breakfast.
Yeah.
And then I'll be fine after
this. Probably a fatty breakfast.
Right, exactly.
Probably.
So the grease, like the grease is what causes it.
You don't get heart stones.
Yeah.
I know.
What about blood in your stomach? What about blood?
Blood, if it's bright blood, if it's bright, you probably don't have anything to worry about because it's probably closer to the rectum. It's just maybe a tear or... I don't know.
She's laughing the pharmacist's face. You can't even keep it together.
If it's blood, it's norm. It's okay if it's bloody. I was like dying laughing because it's not okay. I've heard of
injury. But if it's dark, dark blood, like, you know, then it's upper GI.
Like it's real.
Oh, I then see you need to get checked in.
Yeah.
Then it could be other stuff.
Yeah. Because tears you just get, but or like hemorrhoids or something.
Yeah, hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
Can cause.
If I push
you too.
Because I like to push too. Huh?
You
have a strain. It's straining. Yeah.
Okay. I tell her not to push as hard, and she doesn't even believe me.
But I have to, you know.
And take a stool softener.
Yeah.
Like beer. We could just drink more beer. It's a stool softener.
We should have suggested that.
Beer.
Don't you guys sell that at the pharmacy?
Do you think a stool softener is beer? Like drink 6-8 beers?
Yeah.
Take a stool softener and not strain so much. If you don't have normal bowel movements, you can try one of those fiber citrusel, or even the Miralax is really good to bulk up. But fiber is very
Metamucil.
Because you just pointed this out to me. Can I ask you said about the breakfast, probably a greasy breakfast. So that is standard? Like if you, I mean, is that like a normal thing? If you have something high in fat, it causes that?
Oh, really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. That probably explains a lot.
If you eat stuff high in fat, it doesn't really absorb. It just comes right out of you.
Oh.
And it's floaty.
like the stool's
floaty. Yeah.
I see. Oh, that's how you know it's too fat. So how should a normal one be? Like, is it a sinker?
It's still a sinker.
But it lays on the bottom.
Yep.
It doesn't. Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Now remember Oprah was saying
it's normal.
Mine are just all over the bowl.
All our bodies are like that. If you have fatty stuff.
Oh,
like that.
We love fatty.
Wow. Okay.
Or greasy.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
Thanks.
But yeah, your stomach will hurt. You'll be in pain.
Then you that's what you're saying. Yeah. Wait for the pain.
Then you'll know. Wait for the pain.
Ignore the brown. Wait for the pain.
Yeah.
And then, okay.
Okay. And then you have to eat with it, or can I take it on an empty stomach?
It might cause nausea, but you probably won't even want to eat. If you do get a stomach infection, you can't keep anything down.
Oh,
okay. So, that was, ignore the brown is basically what she said. Ignore the brown, focus on the pain. Those are words to live by too.
So funny. You're like, you go, mine just splatters everywhere. I couldn't stop laughing when you said that. It was because I had every intention of doing this with a straight face with her.
Of course.
And then every time you started talking about it, I started laughing. And she thought she was really participant.
She was really, like,
yeah, you know, if it floats, it means it's a fatty stool.
It's okay. You can make that brown come out. You can push it out.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Fun.
That was fun.
I love talking about dudes with strangers like that. She was looking around, too, as if to say, I hope people aren't listening to what these guys are saying.
She was giving us a really good consultation, I got to say. You know? That's how you consult.
How soon do you think we'll get diarrhea when we're in Africa?
You know, I think because of where we're going, I don't think it's going to be a problem. I think we're going to be okay. We're going to start, first of all, your first 5-6 meals, you don't fuck around. You have those all restaurant meals.
Safe.
Yeah, you know, in the touristy hotel, you stay there and you have your meals there.
Yeah.
Just to like kind of get into, you know, keep it regular.
Right, you know? I know. I try to keep it legit like that, but sometimes you can't help it because the workers there are local. And those people have dirty hands or they bring in their own bacteria, whatever the fuck, you know. I just plan on getting diarrhea.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what's just going to happen.
You think it's going to happen, really?
You know what, though? I will say that I've traveled a lot And I never get vaccines for anything. This will be the first trip I'm preparing for.
Hmm.
So we'll see. You know, I'd like to leave it to God. I just chance it.
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Yeah, I said that.
As the Christians like to say.
I said that to a cabbie this week.
No, you did not.
Yeah.
What did they say?
He was like, because I got in a cab and he was like, yeah, bonjour, les interprètes. And I was like, yeah, je ne parlais pas français. Parlez-vous anglais? He goes, a little. And I was like, a little? And then he started speaking to me in English. And I was like, you speak more than a little, man.
Oh, boy.
And then he was like, I'm from Algeria. And I was like, okay.
Algeria.
So,
I don't know where to put it.
Put it back down.
I know, but then it's on the floor. That's my phone. Algeria.
Yeah, so we started talking, and then, anyways, he was like, I speak Algerian. And I was like, what's that like? And he was like Arabic. And I was like, Inshallah. And he was like, yes. You like that.
Inshallah. But they say Inshallah for everything.
Sure.
Like, if you find out you have cancer, it's like, well, Inshallah, like in God's hands, whatever God
it
says.
It is, though. It is in his
if
hands.
If you get hit by a car, we're not taking you to the hospital, just Inshallah, whatever.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The Inshallah is for like a lot of stuff that it's like a way of saying like we're not going to take care of this. We're just going to let God do it. So, you kind of don't want to hear that when something goes wrong.
Okay. This is something I wanted to address.
Okay.
We asked people if they'd be willing to pay a small monthly fee for bonus episodes and content. The people that commented on our Facebook page
I think I saw that.
You did?
Yeah.
The votes were 71 no's and 36 yes.
Well, yes it is, guys.
And that was, let's see. This is our page's most popular post ever because 3,700 people saw this, according to Facebook. This is the most popular post, we should say, on the Facebook page, not on the website. On Twitter, it was the absolute opposite. Nobody tweeted a no.
Yeah,
they only tweeted
weird.
Yes. No, but it's fine because I wanted to ask it with no bias. The whole point was to get a genuine response from people and to see what they said, what they thought. So, you know, it's still up in the air. It's not necessarily, there's different things we're considering. And it was just, I thank you for responding. Even if your response was a no, it was good to get a response. So I'm glad that we were able to ask. And I'm glad that we know how people feel. The Facebook community has spoken 2-1. Saying go fuck yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's good to know. What else do we have for
consider
you?
Consider ourselves fucked.
We have a little, and you can continue to obviously comment if you are just hearing this now. If you go to facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast, that's the fan page. You like it, you can comment, you can post things, and you can vote. You can tell us what you think of this idea. The idea was just a small fee, and then you would get bonus content. And, you know,
we would never charge you for the content
the show
we
itself.
Normally
yeah,
put
yeah.
out.
This is just fine.
But we thought it'd be neat to do something for super fans, for people that are curious about the other shit that we don't discuss, because there are things we don't discuss.
Oh,
very
shit.
Intimate details.
This I was a little disturbed by.
Which one, buddy? Oh, I love it. Dig that mariachi sound. Always puts me in a good place, you know, the mariachi music.
Yeah.
No matter
yeah.
where I'm at, I feel like I'm in Mexico.
People are telling me they hear this song sometimes when they're out.
No, really?
Yeah they go, I was at a like a Mexican restaurant.
Funny.
And like, I started laughing and people are like, why are you laughing? They're like, because it's the Filler Up, Stealer Shut song.
I don't even know what this is called.
Yeah, neither do I.
It's just but like it's, a random clip that we started
it's
playing.
It's just random mariachi music.
It's great. Love mariachis.
So...
P.S. You burped today in the pharmacy.
Loud.
So loudly.
Yeah.
But nobody even cares in our neighborhood.
It's
by
LA,
the way,
man. People don't fuck with you.
You proposed, we haven't even discussed this, you proposed that we get a stool for our feet so that when you shit...
Your feet are higher. What I'm saying is it's a little... It's like a little... what's it called? Like a little stool.
Yeah.
That you would normally...
When you make a stool.
Right, but I'm saying like a... You know, like a step stool. Let's say one that's 6-8 inches off the ground. Maybe it would help you reach something. I'm saying let's shit...
Right.
With one of those at our feet. So our feet are propped up.
Right.
Your knees go higher. That's how you're designed to shit.
I know. And birth, too.
Yeah. They sell one of those. They sell those specifically for shitting.
You know what, though? Our bathroom is so
small. It's so small. I know.
I mean, my knees practically
touch
the
wall. And then people will be like, what's the fucking stool? I'll be like, it's for when you shit. Yeah. I know.
You gotta shit healthy.
You gotta shit, Blanca.
Yeah. So what do we got? I think I know where you're going with this one, because I think I saw this request. It was a tweet or an email.
What?
Where you're going with this filler up, seal her shut edition.
Go ahead.
I don't want to say it. I don't want to blow your load here. Do you want me to say what I think it is?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Is it the serial killer one?
No, I don't like that.
I don't like that either. Okay, good.
No, I don't.
Well, what is it?
I was going to... Results. I have results for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I don't want to do that. It's crazy.
I like people like to know who won.
Oh.
There was fucking total destruction.
Really?
This is the ginger episode.
Yeah.
The ginger votes are in. We had Julianne Moore versus Julia Roberts. Maybe that was a bad idea. I thought it was better. I thought it was a good head-to-head challenge. Julianne Moore obviously has the more sex appeal. She's played sexier roles. You know, that's
sure.
Different. Julia Roberts, that's America's sweetheart.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want to fill up America's sweetheart?
Lyle Lovett did.
But doesn't every just regular red-blooded American want to do that?
I thought so.
I thought at least for the story, Christina.
Well, she's...
I thought for the story.
I know. She's America's hooker. Everybody loved her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think she's been... She hasn't been treated like a dirt dog. You know what I mean? And, like, she hasn't been held down...
You don't
and
think?
And spit in her face. No. That's the kind of... That's what was intriguing. Because Julianne Moore, all this has been done to her.
She's a filthy shit pig.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she gets treated like the dog that she is.
Right. So
Julia Roberts gets put on a pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
Why not bring her down a few notches,
mm-hmm.
get some scabs on her knees,
mm-hmm.
and teach her a lesson or
push
two.
Push her face into that Mystic Pizza.
And, yeah.
Mash it and give her spanking.
And you go, keep eating.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So... Anyways, absolute total destruction. This is Jesus Christ. These fucking things. She got destroyed. 16 votes for Julia Roberts.
No fucking way.
63 for Julianne Moore.
Wow. So people really picked up on that vibe that Julianne Moore has had a lot of humiliation.
A lot of people looked at this post.
Huh.
A couple thousand.
Huh.
More of you should vote. Why don't you fucking vote?
It's a very
Stop
important.
Being a cunt.
It's a very important issue, you guys. I mean...
We see how many listen. You can't fucking vote.
You got your president's election, and you got... You
this
know,
is more important than a fucking presidential election. The other half of the ginger vote was we had Carrot Top versus Ron Weasley.
Yeah, we don't even bother to get his real name.
No,
yeah.
That's from Harry Potter.
Contempt for the gingers, yeah. Yes.
Oh my God, I got a comment.
Who won?
Weasley won 2-1. 3-1. 3-1.
Nobody likes Carrot Top. Carrot Top is the most asexual.
Here's how much people don't
person.
Like gingers. It's the least amount of votes ever in. They didn't even bother to vote.
No one cares. People have so much animosity towards gingers.
They didn't even bother.
Pubes ginger.
I'm the list.
Another gamer.
yeah.
Chopper dyed his pubes ginger.
Somebody tweeted me a couple days ago that it was so crazy. It was so crazy. I got to read it. This is how crazy it is. Because I, you know, I'm all about giving people, you can say whatever you want, your voice. I respect, everybody's opinion on thing, not everybody's, but I respect your ability, you know, your right to have an opinion. But some people just say outrageous shit. This fucking guy wrote, "It's funny someone without red hair has an opinion on whether ginger is offensive. Are you going to ask the Klan about the N-bomb next week?" Except he actually wrote it out, and I was trying to be respectful.
Yeah.
So he's saying to me
that,
like, yeah, of course you don't find it offensive because you're not one, but it's the same as the N-word.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, really? Why not? Why don't you think so?
Oh, wow. Because we didn't enslave gingers, right, that whole argument.
But that it's even, like, that pejorative? Like, no. Ginger? Come on. You can say he's a ginger, and people are like, that's cool. It's not the same thing.
I think ginger is the technical term for what somebody, for that. Right in the UK, when someone has red hair, they say ginger. That's not a pejorative. It only feels like pejorative the way that when you call somebody a Jew, that's, or a Mexican, you're like, oh, you're a Mexican. Yeah. That's what they are, a Mexican, but it sounds pejorative, right. Especially even though that's the proper word.
If your tone is right, like, he's a fucking Mexican.
He's a Mexican, right? Yeah, but yeah, it's true, it's Mexican. It's not meant to be.
It's how you say it sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Why don't you go cry into your fucking ginger pubes, you know what I mean? Yeah. Cry. Go cry into your pile of pubes.
This, I just realized we didn't do any dates. This is going to go up this week.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I should, I mean, yeah, this one we'll put up. I'm going to be this week, which, to be more specific, which week are we listening to this? August 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th. I'll be at the Newport Funny Bone. Which is essentially the Cincinnati Funny Bone. It's in Newport, Kentucky, right over the bridge, but it's for all the nasty, natty people. If you're from Cincinnati, pull your nuts out and come to my show.
That's the club where I did Cinco de Mayo.
How was it?
And a woman passed out, like just fully passed out at the 7 o'clock show, and they had to drag her out of the showroom.
I've had
so crazy.
I had a man in a wheelchair escorted out of the Newport Funny Bone the last time I was there.
Something about people getting, so it's a rowdy bunch. They're a fun rowdy bunch.
It's a fun group,
and then
it's a fun group.
I believe downstairs they have a mechanical bull. And they have a kind, like, all kinds of fun bar stuff around there, so it's actually quite a good location.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buddy. I'm staying in LA until we go to South Africa, so I'm gonna do spots. I'm gonna be at the Comedy Store next week, probably on Saturday or Friday, and then I'm gonna do August 7th at the Laugh Factory here in Hollywood, the 10 p.m. show. If you're around, come see me.
Nice. Oh, and yeah, next week we'll have next episode. You know, we have a couple of good people coming up.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to announce who they are because, believe me, the most complicated thing about doing this is bookings.
Yeah.
Everyone's scheduled. So I say someone's coming up and then fucking something changes.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, it's going to be fun. We're recording one in 2 days and another in 3 days, and we have some other guests coming up that are awesome that you'll finally get to hear. And we'll have some fun audio for you in the next couple episodes,
yeah, because we know we'll be gone in Africa, but we're not going to leave you without a podcast.
Yeah, we'll have, you know, they'll be pre-recorded, but they're going to go up. So
yeah,
you'll get your show.
And maybe we'll record some stuff in Africa that we can play for you when we get back.
Absolutely.
Maybe some diarrhea sounds.
Yeah, we'll get people's takes on what they're experiencing in Africa.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
All right.
A lot of love. Everybody good?
Love you, mommies.
We love you,
Jeans. Thank you for listening.
Have fun. Yeah, you
pronounce my name. Body. Any questions? I bring many blessings with my man High Tech, and he from the Natty. We make the sky crash, feel the fly trap. Get your hands up like a hijack. Fists in the air. Body. Keep them there like natural mystic or smoke when it's a revolutionary word. They ask me what I'm writing for. I'm writing to show you what we're fighting for. Say Talib or Talib. If it's hard, try spelling it phonetically. If not, then just let it be like Nina Simone. Don't listen, B. Even when we suffer losses, I count the victory. Sometimes it's far in between. I'm sad to say you got my brain crowded like sunset on a Saturday. I know my son wept because his dad's away. Stop crying, be strong for your mama is what I had to say to my little man named Imani. Start the party. My crew hot, feel these I like the blast from a shiny. It's got to be the man hot tech and quality who make you rock your body. Start the party, my crew hot, feel these I like the blast from a shoddy. It's got to be the man hot tech and quality.
I remember when it all started. Back in the